Phenomena of the Child Preachers. For more than a year between the autumn of 1842 and the winter of 1843, another spiritual miracle took place, the ministry of the child preachers. Mrs. White writes of this. In many places where the power of the clergy was exercised to prevent the preaching of the Advent truth, the Lord was pleased to send the message through little children, some only 6 to 8 years old. As they were under age, the law of the state could not restrain them, and they were permitted to speak freely and unmolested. Thus the warning of the soon coming judgment was given to the people. Ibid. After recounting the experience of the child preachers, Ellen White commented. Years ago, the work of the first message in these countries was presented before me, and I was shown circumstances similar to those related above. It was God's will that the tidings of the Savior's coming should be given in Sweden, and when the voices of His servants were silenced, He put His Spirit upon the children, that the work might be accomplished. So history records these miraculous events in Sweden for later generations to recall, lest the Adventists forget or deny the mighty power of God at work in the Advent proclamation of the 1840s and the significance of the judgment that began in the most holy place of the heavenly sanctuary October 22, 1844. On Wednesday, after a stay of 5 days, Ellen White and those who traveled with her left Stockholm. Her hosts, the Johannessons, drove her to the station in a hack, and many Stockholm Adventists were there to say goodbye. I felt my heart knit with these dear friends in love, she wrote with affection, and I was so very sorry that most of them could not understand me, neither could I understand them, except through an interpreter.